time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And joining me today as our co-host is Wendy Kate Stancer. Many people know her. She's a registered nurse. She's a nutrition educator, a counselor. And she sees clients at our St. Paul office and at our White Bear office. And she teaches a lot of classes. And you're a busy lady.
Yeah, not as busy as you are, but almost. And it's really fun. It's just a pleasure to do what we do. And every day we are able to witness miracles, aren't we, Dar?
We are. It's just, it's nutrition
fabulous.
Is amazing product, isn't it? Just
yeah, absolutely.
Food, real food is just amazing product for health.
It is. It's the most powerful thing that we can do for our health, really.
You know, next week, I believe it's next week that we have Dr. Barry Sears that's going to
yes.
be on our show. And, you know, and he always talks about, you know, consider food the most powerful drug that you'll ever put in your body.
Yep.
And we actually think that way, too. It's the most powerful element that you can put in your body every day, day after day, meal after meal.
And it's so neat to be in an atmosphere where you're constantly reminded, like yesterday we did the pain and inflammation class,
mm-hmm.
and it's like when you think about your fork and what's on the end of your fork,
mm-hmm.
and if it's creating more pain and inflammation,
mm-hmm.
or is it actually healing your body? So it really is. I want everybody to think about that today. First of all, we want to thank them for listening.
Right. Exactly.
But think about what's on the end of your fork.
And so they're out there shopping right now.
Yeah,
and
so
hopefully they're using a fork and not running through the fast food drive-through.
Yeah, so if you're out shopping today, again, thank you for listening. But if you're at home with a nice cup of tea or maybe at lunch, we really want you to get out a pencil or a pen and some paper because we have lots of tips today for people. And one of those tips is, you know, really to plan ahead, especially with these holiday times that get so, so busy. If you're out driving and you're shopping, one tip that we'd like to give you, rather than driving through a fast food restaurant, is to go to a deli, like a grocery store deli,
mm-hmm.
has much more healthy foods than you're going to get driving through McDonald's or...
So actually you could get a salad and you
yes.
could get some sliced turkey and, you know, some other things that you put on your salad, some olives and things, and you can have really something that's going to relieve pain and not create pain in your body. And I think, you know, like we always say, just kind of plan ahead. Plan ahead
right.
and take a snack with you.
Right, and if you haven't started out yet, then plan your trip around. I always like to plan my trips around Mississippi Market or if I'm up in Shoreview, fresh and, like, you know, the mm-hmm. fresh and natural Whole Foods. You know, plan your trip around those places. And again, pack those snacks because we don't want your blood sugar to fall.
Exactly, and then you're going to eat anything in sight. So maybe you're going to grab that eggnog latte, which
Ooh.
Is going to add about, 500, 600, 700 calories?
Well, yes, exactly. And before, you know, I mean, I used to go to those places and order a hot chocolate thinking,
yeah.
And then I looked it up on the internet, and my gosh, with the... everything, it's like, it was somewhere between, I think it was like 670 calories.
Right.
And it's like, you know, just don't do that to yourself.
Because
have some nice herbal tea.
Yes, that would be good. So stop for a break, but just pick wisely. And you'll get through the holiday season without actually gaining weight. But more important, you'll have lots less aches and pains in your body. Because what are we going to talk about today?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. We are discussing a very interesting health condition today called fibromyalgia. But before we get started, I just need to say hi to a brand new friend of mine that I just met yesterday, and his name is Sam. And he's 11 years old, and I understand that he loves listening to FM 107, and he said he'd be listening today. And he might even call us.
Okay.
So, Sam, hi, from Dishing Up Nutrition.
So, we talked about a word, you know, fibromyalgia. So, many of you may not have heard of that before. But if you've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, you know exactly what it means, don't you?
Absolutely. Oh, yes, you do. There are many, many symptoms associated with this disease called fibromyalgia, including pain, but pain all over your body.
So not just a little bit of hip pain?
No, this isn't a headache. This isn't, you know, a toe hurting. This is pain all over your body. Fatigue, irritable bowel syndrome, depression, anxiety, chronic headaches. That means going to bed with a headache, waking up with a headache.
Mm-hmm.
And this restless leg syndrome that we're seeing so much of. I mean, people can't sleep because their legs won't relax.
Mm-hmm.
Brain fog.
Oh, yes, that's a well-known one.
Morning sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Nausea. Memory loss. Vision problems. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. The list goes on and on and on.
You know, Wendy, one of my clients, a gentleman, he described it. He said, I feel like I have the flu all the time. You know, he just hurts all over. He couldn't sleep. And, you know, he'd have diarrhea at all the wrong times.
Now, I can't think of a right time to have diarrhea, can you? But
no, well, there's
but there's definitely some times that are worse than others. And the complaints from people vary. But we want, I mean, they're very, very serious. Some experience swelling, stiffness in your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments, while others experience achy, throbbing pain that is worse in the morning and then intensifies at night. And this pain can be so intense and so chronic, like there's no relief from it at all, that people are actually committing suicide.
Yes. So one of the things that is most important is fatigue is a common complaint. 9 out of 10 people with fibromyalgia experience sleep problems. For some unknown reason, fibromyalgia seems to strike women 7 times more often than men. So it's, but both sex have it. So
yep, they do. But like you said, women have it much more often than men. And actually, fibromyalgia, as you can imagine, with all these various symptoms, is extremely difficult to diagnose. There's no definitive marker. There's no blood test that your doctor can give you to say that you have fibromyalgia. And there's no known cure.
And it isn't an old people's disease, really, because fibromyalgia can strike at any age. You know, I have many, many clients that are in their 30s, but I have some that are, they come down with it in their 80s. And actually, I have right now, I have a client that's 14 that has been diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Wow.
That's the youngest I've ever had with fibromyalgia.
That's very young. A few years ago, fibromyalgia symptoms were considered to be just in your head, you know, like people, and, you know, and I still think people get treated like that a lot when they go to the doctor with these symptoms that you might get sent to a psychiatrist. So they were treated like it was just in their head and not a real condition, but today it's actually recognized as a real disorder by the National Institute of Health and the American Medical Association. And about 10 million people in the United States have fibromyalgia, and that means 7 million women have it then.
Mm-hmm. So there is not a blood test for fibromyalgia, but researchers, they found there is a deficiency in a neurotransmitter that's called dopamine. And they have actually found another, it's a higher amount of a chemical in the brain called substance P, or it's a chemical P, that transmits pain signals. So it's really there.
Mm-hmm.
And where does it come from? That's the question always.
Well, and what are we going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have these symptoms that we're talking about, if you have these fibromyalgia symptoms, or if you've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, then you know of these symptoms firsthand.
If you are if you've been listening to the show and you know that you're not really feeling very well, you know, so fibromyalgia could be the answer. An answer to what might be wrong, but not what to do about it. So as experts in the field of nutrition, you know, we have helped many, many clients reduce their pain level, sleep through the night, clear their brain, and reduce anxiety and depression.
That sounds pretty miraculous.
Yeah, and just with food.
Yep, just with food. Just with what's on the end of your fork. So where do you start to change your diet? What are you going to do about it? Well, number one, if you drink soda, stop.
That's right.
Diet soda is especially harmful because it blocks the dopamine receptors, not allowing dopamine to actually flow into your cells. Less dopamine means more pain. So quite simply, you need to stop the soda.
So if you're addicted to soda, then you may need some help to get off soda. It's serious. You know, at my Thanksgiving party, I noticed a Mountain Dew can in the recycling bin.
Contraband in Dar's house.
And I didn't supply any soda. So someone with a soda addiction, a Mountain Dew addiction, I think, brought it to the party. So if he has aches and pains, I bet he has more aches and pains after he drinks the Mountain Dew.
So we think it was a he that brought that to your party?
A little detective here.
But people get very addicted to Mountain Dew. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my word. And they drink one and then they drink two and 12, 14 cans a day they can be drinking.
I know it. It's amazing.
And at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, we have a wonderful supplement for that, don't we,
Dar? Yes, we do.
And you put this together yourself.
I do. Mm-hmm.
It's called Crave Control Plus, and it reduces the craving for soda. It works really good with soda, but also sugar, processed carbohydrates, if you just can't get off those. And it certainly works like magic, and most people only need to take Crave Control for a month or two, and then they can be crave-free.
Yep. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition for chronic health conditions such as fibromyalgia. You know, if you're hurting all over, the first step is to get 8 hours of sleep a night. And when we come back from break, Wendy will share some proven methods to get sufficient sleep. So if you have questions about fibromyalgia, call us today. It is 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutrition counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And we are discussing the role that nutrition plays in reducing fibromyalgia symptoms, pain and inflammation. To reduce pain and fatigue, it is a must to get 8 hours, yes, we said 8 hours of sleep a night. So if you're only sleeping a few hours a night, here are some solutions. I hope you have your pen and your paper out. So number one, have a bedtime snack. A handful of nuts and a half of fruit, about a half a cup.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Half an apple with some real peanut butter or some almond butter. Take 400 to 600 milligrams of magnesium glycinate about a half an hour before you go to bed. That's magnesium glycinate, G-L-Y-C-I-N-A-T-E. Please don't run down to Walgreens and get the magnesium off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
That's because magnesium oxide, and it's not absorbable.
It doesn't work. So,
and then you might want to add, 50 to 150 milligrams of 5-HTP. That's actually an amino acid that helps you make serotonin, which helps make melatonin and helps us go to sleep.
And one of the things that's in Crave Control is 5-HTP. And I know John had a few callers and asking, where can you buy Crave Control? Well, you can buy it at any of the Nutritional Weight and Wellness's offices. I can give you a number. It's 651-699-3438. And we can even mail it out to people. And I believe you can also buy it at the Wedge. I believe that they still have
their control
at the Wedge, I believe. So those are couple of places, and we have lots of callers.
Yeah, we do, but I just want to, just before we jump into that, Dar, to just, if people have just tuned in, we were talking about Crave Control to help get off of soda and diet soda.
Okay, that's right.
So,
all right, thank you.
Yeah, so it's called Crave Control, and it's simply amino acids and good things that help your body create those neurotransmitters that you need.
And it's all natural, and there's
it's
no
all
chemical
natural,
or,
right.
You know.
Yep.
So it's very healthy.
Okay, let's take our callers.
Hi, Bridget. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have some questions for us today?
Yes. Actually, I have some enlightenment in my own life. Mm-hmm. Never been officially diagnosed with fibromyalgia, but as I eliminated wheat and corn from my diet, new things. I had a new life come to me.
That's
that
great.
Was wonderful.
And, that's
and as you were describing all those symptoms of fibromyalgia, I could check off every single one of them and add to them a few myself.
Okay.
Is that right?
but after extreme pain with my skin, obviously I wasn't dealing with what was going on inside, so my skin was screaming at me through blisters and just horrific experiences where, you're right, suicide comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
As wonderful as your life is. Anyway, the thing, also, besides eliminating those two things from my diet, and I actually eat a very healthy diet, organic, natural foods that is close to nature as possible, probably, I would say, 98% of the time. But also, myofascial release has been one of the most amazing things that has helped me release the fibromyalgia out of my skin.
So that's a form of massage for people that are listening. And then lots of people experience great, wonderful results with that.
Yeah.
And that's a great idea.
Is TMJ part of what fibromyalgia is? That's one of my questions, because that's something that she's worked on my jaw so much, and that pain has reduced so much. Is that a relation?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I would think so.
Absolutely.
But I think if you look, what you're really saying is underneath, you had a sensitivity to both wheat and corn, and then when you took that out of your diet, you reduced a lot of that general inflammation in your body, and you felt great. And those are some of the same things that we do help people with. And so I don't know how you discovered it, but that's congratulations, and I'm sure.
Oh, thank you. It was actually, you know, you get to enough pain and you figure it out.
You just do.
You talk to people, you say, help me, help me. And so the only thing that I'm still working on is that sleep, and I have been taking notes as you
try the magnesium, and I think that would be the first step to take, and then see if that doesn't work. And then you can just, you know, when we work individually with people, that's always the first step, and then we might have to go five or six other steps to get people to sleep. But I don't know. I've been successful with everyone so far, and they've been able to sleep, you know, the 6, 7, 8, you know, usually 8 hours a night is what we aim for. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're angels. So
okay. But the magnesium also helps us relax those muscles that get so tight and so contracted.
And you know, so that might help your TMJ too. Then,
yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So thanks for the call, Bridget.
Yeah, and
thanks
for taking notes. We have someone that's following directions. I love it.
I'm a good student.
Okay, Bridget.
Thanks
for calling.
Let's take one more caller.
Okay, very good.
Hi, Vicki. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Well, hello, Dar.
Hi there.
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
For general health. I mean, we all know what we should be doing, but doing it's another thing. It takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of support. And I'm wondering if on your website you could start like a support group for people who want a cyber support group for people who want to be as healthy as they can be but need the support of other people trying to do the same thing.
Well, actually, I think we have that coming up in our plans. Corey has been talking about it. Corey's my son, and he helps run everything at Nutrition.
He does all that cyber stuff. We're not cyber girls.
But, yeah, we've been talking about it, and I know that sounds like a great idea. So
Because I get very inspired after listening to your show for a couple of days, and then I'll run into a bump in the road, and then I need another shot of your wisdom. And if I could do it on a more regular basis, because there's so many people around you that aren't eating that way.
And that's right.
So influenced by the people around you.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, and then I'm also working on a series of classes that will just be like one-hour classes that support and help people stay focused. And, we'll probably be rolling those out in, April or so, or maybe in March.
But if people can, we have some of that. Not in the cyber world.
Right.
But in our real world at the office, we do our lunch class for 12 weeks. It's like 1 hour over lunch. And then our six-week weight and wellness series is a wonderful way to get support.
I have taken that. It is very good.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just take it again for the support. The support. Because
and when you have your new class that will be like 1 hour for support, what will the name of it be?
I don't know. Maybe you could help us come up with that. Can you think of something really spicy?
Well, I could, but I'd have to think about it and give
well,
back to you.
Okay. I thought maybe you couldn't say it on the air.
No, we're open to ideas. We're thinking about it. So.
Well, I think that would be a great outreach to the community, to the world.
Absolutely, Vicki.
Log in there and spread your message to everyone. I mean, you certainly have a following in Minnesota, but to
spread further
would be wonderful. And plus, we all of us who work full time could come home and log in and
We'll work on it.
Wouldn't that be great?
Thank you.
Thanks for your enthusiasm, Vicki.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye bye.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, if you're struggling with your eating during the holiday season, sign up for our class. It's called Eat, Drink, and Stay Slim on Saturday, December 13th at our Wayzata location. It's from 9:30 to 11:30. It's going to be a fun class, and it'll keep you on the right track of feeling great. So if you want to sign up, call Wayzata office today. It's 952-345-0766. And after break, Wendy has a great simple recipe to share. So questions about fibromyalgia, 651-641-1071.
You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and often people with fibromyalgia, Dar and I are having a conversation about fibromyalgia today, which is a very painful condition that really zaps people of their energy. So we wanted to give you a simple recipe for food preparation. And here it is. So in a crock pot, just put 6 to 12 chicken legs, or you can use chicken thighs also. And just simply pour a bottle of organic dressing over the chicken legs. Annie's Cowgirl Ranch is my favorite, but there's lots of really good ones. And turn on the crock pot and cook on low for about 4.5 hours. Very simple but tasty, and chicken legs are great for a snack food.
Very simple, very nice. Yes. So we were talking a couple of breaks ago, we were talking about how we got everybody off of soda. So now let's take sugar out of your diet. So because I want people to connect this, because most of you know that sugar increases your aches and pains. And, if for a pain-sensitive fibromyalgia person, sugar goes right to the source of the pain, and within a couple of hours, you have more pain and inflammation. So
the first step is to stop eating sugar and start eating real foods several times a day.
So it really helps to do this if you can connect the pain that you got in your shoulder to the sweet roll or to the candy bar or the piece of chocolate cake, because
sugar equals pain. So I want you to start looking at the end of your fork. Now, is that pain and inflammation on the end of that fork, or is that wonderful healing foods that's going to decrease the pain and inflammation? Eating sugar is like hitting yourself with a baseball bat. Seriously, especially if you have fibromyalgia. The more sugar you eat, the higher level of pain that you have. And it feels so good when you stop. So stop the sugar. Stop hitting yourself with that baseball bat.
So if you start your day with like a chicken sausage and some green beans and some wild rice, topped with a little butter, you'll immediately, really, right now, have less cravings, fewer cravings for sugar.
Mm-hmm. But if you start your day with a big bowl of cereal, a banana, a glass of juice, you will actually want sugar all day long. That will just keep those cravings going.
But most important, and you got to try this, because if you eat sausage, green beans, and wild rice for breakfast, you'll have less pain, less fatigue, and your brain won't be quite so fuzzy.
Woohoo! So for everyone listening today, how many of you have connected your pain to your favorite sugar treat? Maybe, just maybe, that double chocolate cake on the end of your fork doesn't sound so good now. Let's take callers, because
yes,
we have a whole panel full here.
Hi, Jessica. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Oh, hi. You guys were talking about getting rid of the pop and the diet sodas. And in our house, we've always had the Gatorade, the pop, and then the Crystal Light around, which
mm-hmm.
is the diet lemonade.
And all cause pain.
Exactly. And we are trying to get rid of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, what can we replace it with other than water or tea?
Good question. Great question. Do you want to start?
Well, first of all, we're huge proponents of water, but you can do real creative things with water. One of the things that I like to have my clients do, and it helps your kidneys and your bladder, is to take a quart of water and add a quarter of a cup of Knutson's Just Cranberry Juice. And it makes it real pretty, especially this time of the year. It just gives it a little flavor.
And kids think the kids like it that way.
Yeah, they really do. And then you can squeeze, cut up some lemons or limes or oranges. Work really well in your water. Another thing I really love, I got this idea out at the spa in Woodbury, is cucumbers. Cutting up cucumbers and putting them in your water, it just gives you a wonderful, nice, refreshing flavor.
And you know, one of my favorite drinks is I make green tea with mango in it. You know, it's a flavored green mango tea, and I brew that and I make it into an iced tea, and it's delicious. And then a lot of times for my grandchildren, I will brew this berry tea, because it's really pretty. It's red. And it doesn't have any, it doesn't have any sweetener in it, but it tastes good, and kids really like that. So it's kind of like having a lot of those types of things around. And
getting off of pop, probably you might want to incorporate, but not a lot, maybe, one a day, would be some of the fizzy water, if it's the carbonation.
Oh, yeah, that people like the mineral water?
Yes, mm-hmm. Like the mineral water. You can do lots of lovely things with that.
You know, maybe take some really great apple juice, and then dilute it with a couple of, I think, liters of mineral water.
Mm-hmm.
And, slice a couple of oranges in there so that it looks pretty, and it is, and it tastes great. So, I mean, and
chai tea, for winter, too. I mean, chai tea with a little bit of cream in it. Wonderful.
But the real chai tea, not the
stuff
that
comes in
the box.
I'm not talking about the stuff with the chai, plain chai tea.
Where do you get the real chai tea?
You can get it in anywhere, like any of the health food stores. One of my favorite brands is Stash.
Okay.
Stash. That's a lovely tea. We have choice teas at the office. Don't we have a chai?
I think we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Choice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are just some ideas. I hope that helped, Jessica.
Yeah, simple ideas, too. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, Jessica. Thanks for calling, and thanks for your commitment to get off that soda.
Yes. So, Wendy, I think we have to take a quick break
already?
Here.
Already?
Yes, we do. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in helping people overcome chronic illnesses. Have you ever noticed that people fear that word nutrition? They act as though nutrition means starvation, low-calorie, tasteless food. But our clients are amazed to find real food tastes great and real food helps them become pain-free. But only you will know if it works if you come in for an appointment. A nutrition consultation could be the best present you ever gave to yourself. So if you're wondering about it, call our office at 651-699-3438 And stay tuned, because we're even going to talk about some other ideas for holiday beverages that you can incorporate and stay off that pop.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're having a conversation about fibromyalgia today and reducing pain and inflammation. And earlier this year, the American Cancer Research Institute shared their findings that even one alcoholic drink per day increases your risk of cancer. We wanted to share some safe but good-tasting beverage ideas. So, Jessica, I hope you're still listening. My favorite is a cup of tea, herbal if you are sensitive to caffeine, or a great black tea, such as Earl Grey or English breakfast tea, or Dar's favorite, green mango tea. And my favorite place to get tea is the Tea Source. They have wonderful thing herbal teas like Evening in Missoula, Scarlet O'Para. Try some of those.
So again, I mentioned before, I like to drink, I actually brew green tea, green mango tea, and have it as an iced tea. And it's refreshing, it's not too high in caffeine, and no hangover the next morning.
How about a sparkling mineral water with a slice of lime?
Or what I did for Thanksgiving is I took a quart of apple cider, and I put in 2 large liter bottles of mineral water, and I made a really low sugar cider punch that everybody loved.
Yep, and if you want to add, to make that cinnamony, you could use like a 16-ounce jar of organic apple juice, 4 sticks of cinnamon, a 32-ounce jar of Knutson's just cranberry juice. That would make it nice and pretty for Christmas, and then 2 liters of sparkling water.
And rather than an eggnog latte with 550 calories, you know, just put cream in your cup of coffee, and or even just have a small latte, because a small latte has about 200 calories. So
versus 600 or 700.
Right. So
we have lots of callers left, so let's see if we can take some calls here.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question today?
Yeah, I'm actually a client of Wendy's, and I've had fibro since 1990, mm-hmm. and, you know, dealt with it all along. But a couple of things, that sleep can't be more important. I was a support group leader, and the people who don't get sleep at least 5 hours in a row uninterrupted, I mean, it has so much to do with the pain relief.
Exactly.
And then I just wanted to tell you what started the call was I've been in a study for 5 years at the U, at the dentistry college, and it is about TMJ and fibro. They believe there is a strong connection, and I don't know the results yet. My last time was the first part of this year. So when they send the results, I'll send them to you. But that gal who called, there really is a connection there, very sure.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much,
that's
Kathy.
That's great. Thank you
for the call. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. Thanks for the topic. It's a doozy.
Yes, it is. It is, isn't it? And thank you for calling.
So many people seem as though they do have fibromyalgia these days. So, you know what, I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break now, so we have a little bit of extra time toward the end. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, because 9 out of 10 people with fibromyalgia experience sleep problems, and that's what we were just talking about. So we really wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about some natural sleep aids, and I know that there's someone on the line waiting for solutions to sleep. So right after break, we're going to share steps you can take to get a good night's sleep.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Before we get back to our conversation about fibromyalgia and sleep, I want to mention a couple classes that I'm teaching in January. We're going to start out right away, January 5th, with Jumpstart Your Metabolism. So come and join us after the holidays. Everybody wants to get fit in January. Jumpstart Your Metabolism. That's going to be on Monday evening, January 5th, from 6:30 to 8:30. And last week, and we had a wonderful conversation about diabetes. And so if you are insulin resistant, pre-diabetic, or have diabetes,
please come to our Managing Blood Sugar Roller Coaster class. That's going to be on Monday, January 19th from 6:30 to 8:30, and it's already half full. So
better call it today.
Better call. 651-699-3438.
So we have a caller that's been waiting a long time. Hi, Patty. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. I have had fibromyalgia for many, many years, and I'm 45. And as far as the sleep goes, I have been through many different doctors before I was diagnosed, and they put me on all sorts of medications and prescriptions, which were very spendy, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they either didn't help or they kind of make you ill.
Right,
exactly.
Stomach
ache, you know, worse headaches, whatever.
And that's what most people with fibromyalgia talk about.
They
don't work for people.
And I went to my primary doctor and told her, you know, all what was going on and everything. She diagnosed me right away. And I told her, I said, my biggest thing is sleep. I don't get enough sleep. I ache. I mean, it was horrible. And she told me the most simple thing to take. I take Benadryl at night. I take the hard tablet,
mm-hmm.
not the capsules. And I have never slept so much better in my life. And they're very inexpensive, for one thing. They're non-addictive, and anyone can afford them. And I tell everybody that I know about taking Benadryl at night to so they get a good night's sleep. And you're not tired in the morning. I take it about a half hour before I want to go to bed, and then it starts kicking in.
I think one of the things that you may be thinking about, because Benadryl is really an antihistamine,
mm-hmm.
and for some people, antihistamines actually lead to depression for some people. And mm-hmm. so I think you have to be a little bit more cautious with that. You know, it might be something that you could use once in a while, but I think we have some better ideas for you. And stay, you know, because we were going to talk about this anyway. You know, the first thing you have to do is think about, make sure that you're eating a bedtime snack with high fat, like half an avocado with a little bit of fruit, or a bunch of peanut butter with half an apple, or berries and cream. So you've got something that stabilizes your blood sugar. And then we got some other ideas for you.
And
you know, so try some of these things.
What did you say, Patty?
And then I was also going to mention, as far as my pain and everything, I take Cymbalta
mm-hmm.
For that, and that has been just a miracle drug for me.
Well, it's wonderful that you found some things that work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think also adding some of these natural things that Dara and I are talking about will help a great deal, too. Because we do know that all medications have side effects, so we caution people about just going out and taking those. But magnesium works really well for people. Magnesium glycinate, you know, 400 to 600 milligrams about a half an hour before bedtime.
You know, and one of the things, other things, Patty, is I've had one client that had to go up to almost 1,000 milligrams of magnesium because she was so deficient. But once she got up to that level and her cells had that, she was able to sleep. So
yeah, because what we want to look at, too, is healing the underlying cause.
Yes. So rather than putting a Band-Aid, and that's what medications do, is they put a Band-Aid, and they might give you some relief for a couple of years, but usually then they no longer work for people.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, another
but
idea.
They could be good for a little while if mm-hmm. people aren't sleeping. My goodness, you can't even think to
That's right.
make some good food. So
after the snack and after the magnesium, if you're still having problems,
let's try some 5-HTP, and that's simply an amino acid. And it's you want to take about 500 to 100 milligrams, again, about a half an hour before you go to bed. So if you're still not sleeping,
then make an appointment with one of us, because these are just the first three steps to help people sleep. We have probably 5 or 6 additional steps that we can break through that not being able to sleep pattern that many people have.
And I think personally, Dar, I mean, fibromyalgia is such a complicated illness with so many symptoms. don't you think it would just be good for anybody with that diagnosis to sit down with us?
I think so, and just sit down for a two-hour consultation. Because, you know, we had this caller before that said, you know, once she went wheat-free and corn-free, her pain. So we do. We take people off of gluten often, and that's some of the things that we do. So.
And we have seen many, many, many people decrease their pain so that they have a great quality of life. So simply by watching what you put on the end of your fork, right, Dar?
Right. So nutrition can be the problem.
Or it can be the solution. And
we want it to be the solution.
Thank you for listening.